Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Age of Zaya's Positive Male Response Movement Show. Today we have a great topic lined up: why walk as a negative male instead of a superior male. And I am Ms. Worth It. I am the president of Justice from A to Zayas, and we have launched our Positive Male Response Movement, and we are so excited that you are listening. And so you are in for a treat today as we break down and just discuss the different negative actions that are displayed throughout society in our males, and let's try to figure out why that is instead of walking as a superior male, which would definitely be about all positivity. And so if you're listening today, callers, we are delighted to have you today, whether you're listening live or you're listening afterwards on the recorded show. We want to thank you for listening, and your comments, questions, and suggestions are welcome. You can give us a call at 516-595-8311. And once again, that number is 516-595-8311. And if you want more information about Justice from A to Zayas and our Positive Male Response show, please go to our website at www.a2zaus.com. And so thank you and welcome again. And so today, our topic is why walk as a negative male instead of a superior male. So I want to start off with talking about there are deep-rooted issues that cause a male to think, act, and speak so negatively, and really in any person. But we're going to focus on the male perspective because we really need and desire. I think society is in a place now where we really need our males to rise up and walk as superior, doing the things that are right, whether it's dealing with the young kids, dealing with school, dealing with your actions toward the neighbors, whether it's being obedient to your parents, no matter what the situation is, being able to be a superior male and taking charge of your actions. And it's very important that we do these things, because when you don't, then society begins to talk about how you fall into peer pressure. Well, there is such a thing as peer pressure, but there is such a thing as you making the right decision based on what you've done and then taking responsibility for your actions. And I think that's the key. When we take responsibility for our actions, then we're capable of getting past that, of moving forward and not repeating the cycle over and over again of doing something negative. And so the deep-rooted issues of negativity, and if you agree or disagree, please call in and let us know. The deep-rooted issues that cause this could come from a lot of times not having a male figure to raise a male. However, mom may be working, trying to pull the load of a household when she's the only parent and maybe have 2, 3, 4 kids. And so while mom is trying to invest in her children, she's also trying to work a full-time job and different things. And sometimes, and this doesn't go for every parent, but sometimes that is hard to juggle. I mean, it's a tough job for anyone, but sometimes there are some parents it's harder than it is for others. And so you don't have a male that's really inputting into your young son's life, giving him directions and guidance. And yes, mother has done a great job, but there are some things that a young boy needs to receive from a male. And so my suggestion for such a task as that is to make sure that we put our children, we make them connected to men who are positive, men who are upstanding, superior men that are doing things and speaking and doing exactly what they're saying. And it doesn't mean that they're a perfect man, they don't make mistakes, but they're men who do make mistakes. They're able to take responsibility for their actions and then change. And so one way of doing that is, I don't know if you're a Christian, making sure that you connect with good male role models in the church. And moms have to take that initiative first to spend time to get to know people Maybe it's the neighbors, the husband in the cul-de-sac or in the block. You see him spending time with his children, and maybe you invest in him and his wife and get to know them. It could be activities, extracurricular activities for basketball, football, sports, whatever, music, the coaches, the instructors, making sure that anybody that has anything to do with your child, you're making sure that you get to know the background of them, the history of them, and develop relationships, because these are the people that can make an impact in your child's life when you're not around. And so, you know, in today's society, we have a lot of people who just, you know, they live in their apartments, they live in their houses, they don't know their neighbors. Well, that's horrible, because it does take a village to raise a child. I don't care what nobody say. Honey, you might have a child and you think, oh, my child is perfect, they do everything right, I don't need any help. But it may not be until they reach teenage years. It may not be until they reach young adult years. You still need to be able to have someone an impact in your child life, invest in them, speak into their lives, because there are times where children are not hearing what the parent is saying. And so for our young males, we need them to have, like back in the day, I heard a young man talking about he used to be on the block, and if the old heads saw him doing something, they'd be like, yo, boy, don't make me have to snatch you up and take you to your mama. Now, he told me that they could possibly be over there drinking, getting high, doing something wrong, but he bet not do no wrong. He said they would be like, boy, your mama work hard trying to keep you on the straight and narrow. I wish I would. You know, and so that's actually what we need. It's important that we go back to that and pull in and understanding that it takes a village to raise a child. We have a guest on, a guest caller, and so we want to invite them in, their comments. Hi, caller. This is Ms. Worth It, and you're joining A to Zayas Positive Male Response Movement. Can you please state your name for us?
Good afternoon. This is Chelsea Carr. How's everybody? I'm doing great, doing great.
So what's your comment about this topic?
You were talking about, recap one time. I want to make sure I came in on the tail end, if you wouldn't mind, Ms. Worth It.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we're talking today about why I walk as a negative male instead of a superior male, and with superiority really depicting all the positive things in life. And so I kicked off with talking about the deep-rooted issues that cause a male to think, act, and speak negatively.
Well, it's a great topic. But the part of the reason why you should walk as a positive male is because that is actually the office that you have been created to walk in as a male, you know, to walk with authority and, you know, to be able to just speak and command things to be the way they should. And also lead by example. There's so many things that come, and there's so much power in our words and in our speaking. And so with that, walking positively, you walk in every element of authority that you're created to when you do so.
Right. That is definitely true. All males, you know, and, you know, coming from a spiritual, a Christian perspective, you know, you were created to lead and be a dominant force in the earth and lead as kings like God has created you. But we find that lacking even in the Christian community, you know, regarding leadership in our men, taking a stand to be, whether it's father, uncle, brother, but to be that dominant and positive male role model in the family. We find that lacking in the community these days. So tell me, Ms. Carr, what do you think are some of the areas that cause this, like deep-rooted issues that cause a male to just think so negatively, and because of his thoughts, his actions are negative?
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with how, you know, sometimes men are treated and how they are spoke about, you know, how people speak about them. Some negative connotations regarding males, especially in our community, when you think about fathers who may be absent from the home, and just there's a lot of negativity around that. And so a lot of times that comes forth as hostility with some of the men that I've encountered, interact with. You know, it just comes back as kind of being on the defensive before someone even asks, you know. And it's deeply rooted. So it is really going to take someone caring for and loving up on you know, the men around us, because there are so many attributes and we all have flaws. But when you can help people understand where they are and point them to where they need to be, that's just outstanding.
Exactly, definitely. And we have to really work on building the self-esteem of men, because little do they know, when they have such a negative connotation toward their character, it really deals with their self-esteem, like you said, the things that have been inputted into them. And it could be from their home. It could be, you know, grandma's home. It could be from the school, especially when you have young men who are somewhat subtle, And they're real good about calling guys who really put in the time to educate themselves and be a good student of study. They like to call them nerds. So sometimes these kids grow up with this, and that can lead from a low self-esteem from a child onto adulthood. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And
yes.
Then you have this adult male walking around that really has not tapped into himself to believe in himself and know that he is a king, that he is superior, that he is, a great man, and he can lead, and he's walking around and he's not dominant, and, you know, there may be a female that's taking that position, you know, and leading over him. So I thank you so much for your comments. We have another caller. We're going to go ahead and chime them in as well on this conversation. Hi, this is Ms. Worth It with Justice from A to Z, Positive Male Response. Caller, can you state your name for us? Caller,
hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, can you state your name for us, please?
Oh, my name is Stanley. I'm calling all the way from Montreal, Canada. I was just listening. Yeah, I was just looking at the subject and everything. Why, what you're talking about, why are men very negative and everything. I'm listening to what you're saying. Leadership, I agree that men are supposed to lead. But how could you lead when a lot of people don't want to follow? I feel a lot of women don't want to follow a man. I feel a lot of women are basically saying, I'm going to fight you for whatever I want, and I'm going to question every 2 minutes whatever you brought me to lead. And even when I lead and I bring you to a situation and I make a mistake, and instead of you being as a woman supportive and say, okay, you made a mistake, you're going to belittle me and put me down for the mistake I've done. So then men are saying, what's the point of leading?
I understand that.
It's going to fight me every 2 minutes?
Exactly, and that is definitely an understandable story. And thank you for calling Wade from Montreal. And one of my comments to that is, you're right. You do run into, and here's the thing. We're not disregarding how women act. Unfortunately for us, we're working toward how, and it's going to take, like I said, a village. It's going to take men like your caliber, you know, who have that ability to lead and want to lead. It's going to take us to help our young males to raise them up to be positive and to be superior and to know that they're worth being a leader. They're worth being a man. And I think to answer some of your questions is, when we have a position and we know who we are, we cannot allow any person, whether it's a woman, another man, whether it's whoever it is, to diminish us. We have to stand in our role as a man, for myself as a woman, knowing my place and knowing my character. And as a Christian woman, I know who God has called me out to be and understand my worth. So as a man, I believe a man has to know who he is, believe in who he is, and like you said, you don't want to be with no woman who's tearing you down. Every 2 seconds she's pointing all the negative things, and that's why you shouldn't be with that type of woman, and you should continue to stand up in your right, because everybody out there is not tearing everybody down. And so I really thank you for that. Ms. Carr, do you have anything to add to this wonderful gentleman's comment?
Yeah, some really great comments. You've hit on a couple of things, but one is, you might not be, like you said, connected to the right person. If that's a person that is doing that, you know, because we should be supportive to each other. Nobody is perfect, but we still have a responsibility if you are a leader. And men, you know, you're just in the office to still lead. Sometimes just being a leader of one, sometimes just bringing, you know, together some elements that people can look upon and view, oh, now I see how he does this. Watch from afar. You're still being a leader. And I would definitely say by all means, you know, it's a work that needs to be done in women as well, just to be supportive and sometimes just be quiet if you can't bring something, you know, until you can sit down with the, right, so you can bring it in a way that will be positive and productive. But I certainly appreciate your comments, and I can relate.
Yes, and that's a wonderful thing because Montreal, we don't want any man to ever let any negative person cause them to diminish, and then you can't reach out to the younger males coming up because that's what we want. We want our men as well as women, but we definitely want our men, and we're going to keep encouraging men to rise up and take the stand because these young males, they need positive men in their life. They need men to teach them how to grow and be a man, how to take charge in certain things, how to, you know, love their family, how to be compassionate mm-hmm. as well as be strong, how to be, mm-hmm. you know, how to be accountable, because accountability is at an all-time low these days. And like you said, mm-hmm. even when you mess up and you make a mistake and you apologize, it's like it's never let go. Well, that's the wrong person. And, you know, we have to pray for those type of people, too, because all of us, as Ms. Carr stated, we all make mistakes. We all error. But my key to our error is own your error. Be accountable and get back up again and then go forward. You know, so we thank mm-hmm. you so much for that. So I have another question to both of you callers. When we talk about why walk as a negative male instead of a superior male, getting back to our young people, what is it, what are some of the things, a couple of things you think we can do to really draw our young people and keep in our young males and pull them to be able to, you know, have a positive character, have a positive outlook, have a positive mindset, and so that they can make positive decisions in their growing. Mr. Montreal, can you let us know what are your thoughts about that? I would say
there's two things my parents taught me very young in everything. Like you, I agree with what you said. My parents taught me very young, take 100% responsibility for every action that you choose in your life.
Mm.
And that's one thing that we could say to young men, to say, you know what? You make choices, whatever choices you take, responsibility for those choices and everything. Because if you're able to take ownership of your choices, then you're able to change. And the second thing that my mom and my father always told me, and I think a lot of young people say, nobody can hurt you or make you feel a certain way without your permission. That means emotion, no matter what emotion you feel, if somebody calls you name, if somebody disrespects you, if somebody bullies you, whatever things happen, you make the final choice of how you're going to react to that. You could react violently, like shooting somebody, killing somebody, saying, he disrespected me, Stanley, he did this. Okay, let's say he did that. You made the final choice to choose the act of getting a gun and killing that person, or you could have made the final choice of this saying, you know what, I appreciate you did those things, but I'm not going to let you destroy my temple, destroy who I am as a person, and I'm not going to, and you should, you're gone. You are not going to be my friend. You are not going to be somebody. You make that choice, and it's the same thing that happened. But you decided two different paths. One path was mm-hmm. destruction, and you basically basically took out your freedom of shooting somebody because somebody disrespected, because I heard some young people say that. And the other path was a higher path of saying, I don't want to be with those guys because I know that those guys are not going to be good for my life. And tell me who you are as your friend, and I'll tell you what kind of person you are.
Yes, that was amazing. And your parents did an amazing job, as we can hear. And you're right. We have to make a right choice. We just can't not just say because somebody say something, then that made me react. You made that decision. I really like that statement. That was awesome. Ms. Carr, what is your thoughts about that? What can we do to help our young males?
I would just say invest time in them, you know, because a lot of times we're quick to say how they error, why they error, you know, but investing time in them can help them see who they really are and who better, just like the gentleman in Montreal is talking about, you know, if we make mistakes, who better to help with people who've made mistakes and can show them, you know, and help them. Investing time and interest and letting them know that someone loves them, you know, and supports them, even when they might not make all the right choices, that they still have a support system. I just think that is one of the most vital ways to help them.
Right. Oh, yeah, and those were great, great. I am so glad. Callers, if you're listening, I know you hear this awesome conversation. We have about 10 minutes left. You have an opportunity to call in and make your comments. Give us a call at 516-595-8311, and we would love to hear your voice, any comments, questions, or concerns you have regarding the topic, why walk as a negative male instead of a superior male. And as you hear, my callers have stated, we really have to begin to invest time, but we also have to make sure that we're being accountable for our actions. And when you know that you're walking with people, and I like that last comment, Mr. Montreal, when you said, you know, show me your friends, I'll show you who you are. And, you know, that's been an old saying way back when. And, however, sometimes you can my oldest son, who is no longer here, and he had friends. And one thing about it, they may be of different statuses or whatever, but he had friends and they knew who they were. But his friends were not people who went against the law. So when we say that, we're not saying that your friends have to be exactly like you. Your friends may have something that you don't do, but it's not anything that's going to get you locked up. It's not anything that, you know, that's really going to impact your life tremendously negatively. So you have to be able to know that. If you know that this person is always getting in trouble in school, always getting suspended, you know, always getting just doing negative things all through school, if you're not a leader and you can't, you know, invest a little time to be positive and they change, then you've got to remove yourself, because if you're not and you're not strong, then you're weak and you'll fall into the trap of doing what this person is doing or being with this person when they do something wrong. And guess what? You go down just with them. So we have to be very careful. Ms. Carr, I really like what you said about investing time. It is so important that we take time to communicate, to have conversations, positive, wholesome conversations with young males, instead of just pointing a finger. Because one of my statements is, and one of my comments I really live by, and is that, you know, I'm concerned about your outward, but that's not the key. The key for me is to get into your mind and your heart. If I can become a friend of yours and teach you some positive things and invest time in you, and you begin and I start seeing change, you will change your outer, because society looks at the outer so much. But if we really as a people need to dig into getting to get into the mind, communicating, really finding out what's on your mind, young man. What is really going on? What has caused you to you know, react this way instead of responding? And so my next question to you all is, in a society that we live in Montreal, you brought it up, you stated, you know, about the killing, you know, a little bit, people are quick to just kill. And it's like we don't value life anymore. And we really need to go back to valuing the life every individual, not just your friends, your family, but everyone. And doing so, what are some of the things we can do as a community to draw people to more, like I said earlier in the show, people live in the neighborhood and they don't know their neighbor. And what can we, and that causes distance, so you're distant, so you can't connect. And raising young males and young ladies, we really got to put a village around our kids. We got to put a village around our nieces and our nephews and all of this. What is one thing, Ms. Carr, that you can tell us that we can do to really try to start pulling this together? You got 1 minute to give us that, Ms. Carr.
Okay. Actually, just to be more visible in the community, have events, have things that actually draw the people that we're trying to reach in so that we can communicate with them, so we can get to know them, so we can start the conversation piece. It may be a block party. It may be, you know, something in the youth community.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have in your community, have you been able to do anything like that before?
We've had community meetings, and we have community yard sales, so we have community events, you know, in my immediate residential area. But then I'm also active at the schools and in various, you know, things, entities that already have events going on. So that's a way I can get in and, you know, get to know the youth as well. So, yes, to some degree.
Great. Well, Montreal,
but there's always more I can do.
Right. Okay, great. Well, our caller from Montreal, his call dropped, but we want to thank you, if you're still listening, for being a part of this show today. And you brought some great points, some valuable points up, and we really appreciate that. And please check us out every Saturday. We're on A to Z's Positive Male Response Blog Talk Radio Show. We're coming with different topics. And so I want to thank you, Ms. Carr, and see if you have any closing remarks about why I walk as a negative male. Anything you can say to the males that are listening out there about negative walking, negative lifestyle compared to a positive and superior lifestyle?
Yeah, well, it's twofold, because one, when you're negative, it has an effect on you as well as the people around you. But the other thing is, if you can use who you are and all of who you are to make a stamp in the world, you know, how powerful is that? Even if it's just you as an individual, because you never know who's watching. You never know who is looking at you and gaining insight and information, and you never said a word. So just carrying yourself as the most extraordinary man you are, you know, making the very best, even with being, you know, work in progress. It's just an extraordinary thing. It's an extraordinary gift to be able to do that.
Yes, great. Thank you for that. That was great. And I just want to say to the men that are listening, you have to start taking responsibility for your actions. You have to start being dependable. You have to start being more positive. For instance, you know, we had with my show today, I had some gentlemen lined up to be my guests on this show, and I made contact with them. They said yes, they definitely wanted to do it. I made contact with them as a reminder the day before, and, you know, made contact, and then you don't show. This is what's affecting our young males, because you literally take things as nonchalant, a blow by the night, whatever. Yeah, something came up. We have to start being a person of our word. And men, you have to make your word count, because if your word counts for nothing, then you really count for nothing, because you're not reliable, you're not dependable. I mean, we have to be accountable. We have to be able to communicate. And our young males are watching. We're in a time, as I bring this thing to a close, we're at a time where the adults have to change their negative actions, their negative thoughts, their negative speaking, and transition to being positive for our next generation. And as we look at generation after generation, we go up, we come down, and now we're at an all-going-down slope. There are so many things that are affecting us as a people that are tremendously negative. And we as a people, those who are positive, those who are positive Christians, those who are believers, those who are really good leaders, look, we got to turn this thing around. And one way to turn it around is to start impacting our young males, so that they can be the leaders of tomorrow that we need to bring us to an elevation in better society, where we can be neighbors, where we can speak and not have such bad things to say about one another. So we need men as well as women, but right now we're working on driving a force of our males to rise up and be accountable, rise up and lead our young men for tomorrow, rise up and teach them to do the right thing, rise up and show them what positivity, accountability looks like. We need men to rise up. So, fellas, if you're listening, I'm not trying to be hard on you. I'm just saying it's important that you rise up, because we need you as leaders. This has been A to Zaius Positive Male Response Movement Show. Why walk as a negative male when you was created, as one of our guests, Ms. Chelsea Carr, stated in the beginning, to be a leader, to be positive, and to be superior. Keep listening to us every Saturday, new show, new host. But we're going to keep doing this thing till we get it right. You can also check out our website, www.a2zaius.com. And I have been your host for today, Ms. Worth It, author of The Darkness of the Aftermath Transformed to Light. You can read more about me at www.mzworthit.com. Thank you so much, listeners. Thank you so much, guests, for calling in. You all have a wonderful Saturday and do something positive.